Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Can anyone tell me what a paraclete is? It's another word for the Holy Spirit. A paraclete is when it was. So when we, to you, O paraclete, we raise, that means Holy Spirit. Okay, when we see that. Brothers and sisters in Christ, them bones, them dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. So Ezekiel was given a vision. He was taken to overlook a valley, and the valley was full of dry bones just scattered all over the place. These bones have once been a mother or a father, a grandfather, a grandmother, a son, a daughter, a cousin, a brother, a sister. Now they were just laying their dry bones in this valley. And Ezekiel was told, prophesy to these bones. Prophesy. Preach to these bones. Was he supposed to preach? God will give him the words to preach. And God tells these bones, he says, he has him tell him, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. First he said, son of man, can these bones live? You came on a valley and you saw a bunch of bones laying on the ground. What would you think? Could those bones live? They're quite dead, aren't they? Quite dead. These bones represented, and who Ezekiel was preaching to, was the kingdom of Israel, the northern kingdom. They represented Israel's lost faith. They began believing all kinds of things. They worshiped other gods. Their king, Ahab, he married a woman from present-day Lebanon. And guess what? Does anyone know this woman's name? Has anyone met anyone named Jezebel? We usually don't name people Jezebels, do we? Ahab, being married to Jezebel, he worshipped the gods, the Baal gods. He worshipped Baal, and he led his people to worship Baal. So, by losing their faith, by not paying attention to what God said, by following, worshiping other gods, they were like dead. And they were a bunch of dry bones. And Ezekiel was called to preach to them. How about you? Are you alive or dead? You know, when John wrote his letters to the churches in Revelation, some of them he was writing to churches who were very lukewarm in their faith and worse. They were like dead in their faith. How is our faith? Are we a bunch of dry bones? Are we living our faith, the faith that has been given us? Are we happy with where we are as a church? And I don't just mean here at Concordia Lutheran Church, but I mean as a church. I was reading somewhere that 80% of people in the United States used to be 80% of people would say, yes, they believe in God. Now it's under 50%. There's a lot of dry bones out there. A lot of people dead in their faith. And many of them used to belong to a church, but they have gone astray. And even the ones who say, yeah, I still have faith. I think about God about once a day, once a week, whatever. I'll go to church on Easter and Christmas. They're not hearing the word of the Lord. How can they remain in their faith if they're not hearing the word of the Lord? Bunch of dry bones that need to hear the word of the Lord. They need to be preached to. I opened up my Bible and read two verses a month ago. So I'm doing good, right? I knew I'm being a little hyperbolic, but am I? They need to hear the word of the Lord, or else they're just a bunch of dry bones. How are they going to hear the word of the Lord if we don't go out and reach for them and teach them and tell them the word of the Lord? If we don't invite them to come to church, if we just go, okay, this might sound familiar to one young man sitting in the church. People that used to come to church that we haven't seen here in a long time. When's the last time any of us have called them or visited them or said to them, I would love to see you in church again? Do we just say, oh, well, they've gone away, they're gone now. They're a bunch of dry bones, we're not going to worry about them. Or do we reach out to them? People we work with that don't go to church. People we go to school with, people that we know. Do we just say, hey, do you belong to a church? No. Oh, okay. Yeah, I belong to a church, but I go about twice a year. Oh, would you like to come to my church with me? Reach out and talk to these dry bones. They need flesh. They need to hear the word of the Lord. They need the Holy Spirit to come to them and breathe on them and give them the faith to believe in Jesus Christ. Just as he came to us in our baptism and breathed on us and gave us faith to believe in Jesus Christ. God, who formed us, who knitted us together in our mother's wombs. If you forget how that looks when a baby comes into the world, Devin's back there. So great to hear a baby. Now, some people said they heard her cry last week. I did not hear her cry. I wish I would have. That's beautiful music. Isn't it beautiful music when we hear a baby cry in church? Yeah. One day I was at church and a woman's baby started crying. So she got up to take the baby out. And I'm like, please stay. She's singing to the Lord. Let us hear her. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we had a bunch of babies singing in here and a bunch of kids talking during the sermon and the parents are trying to say, shh, shh, listen, listen. But at least they would be here and they would be hearing. You might not remember everything you heard, but if they're here, they're going to remember. I remember going to church and I enjoyed hearing about Jesus. So that's what we need, people to hear about Jesus. And if any of you are dry bones, I pray that the Holy Spirit reaches to you and gives you the faith that you might need. Now, but Pastor, my faith is weak. Oh yeah, so is mine. That's all right. So how is someone to know that Jesus loves them if they're not preached to, if they're not, don't have a Bible, if they don't have someone to sit and study the Bible with them? Just like when Philip met up with the Ethiopian eunuch, and the eunuch was reading, and he goes, I don't understand this. He had someone, Philip, there to instruct him on what he was reading. It's just like when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost and the people were hearing the apostles speak in their language, the people who was hearing it, God breathing the Holy Spirit in us to reach out to people in different ways. The Bible translators are translating the Bible in so many different languages. There's still only a few languages that do not have at least parts of the Bible. reach out to people. God has blessed you. He has breathed the Holy Spirit into you. He has given His Son to suffer and die on the cross. Not to condemn you, but He rose again on the third day. He gave Him to save you, and He has saved you, each and every one of you. He is risen. Today is the last day of the Easter season, but we could always say it. We could always say, how blessed am I that God gave His Son that we might live. Jesus died. He was dead, just like those dry bones. Jesus was dead. But as God gave the dry bones breath and caused them to live, He raised Jesus from the dead, and Jesus lives now and for eternity. And us who believe in Jesus, when we become a bunch of dry bones, God will keep His promise to us and send His Son to reclaim us, that our bodies be restored in the resurrection, and we be given the breath of eternal life, which we have now. Those who believe in God, even though they die and become dry bones, they still have the breath of eternal life in them today and always. Them dry bones. They need to hear the word of the Lord. And you, who do not have dry bones, you, the word of the Lord is important for you also. So, study your Bible. Read it. Participate in Bible studies. Read devotions. Whatever devotions that you want to read or listen to or hear. You're not dry bones. You're living in Christ now and forever. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you now and forever. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.